Watching a meteor shower can be beautiful if you stay up long enough to watch. If you're in North America, you won't have to wait until the wee hours to see the Geminids meteor shower this weekend. Jackie Faraday is an astronomer at both the Carnegie Institution for Science and the American Museum of Natural History. She joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
What will we see if we look up?
So the meteor showers are really nature's natural fireworks display. If you walk outside over the weekend and look up, and you don't even have to be out there that late, what you get to see is a spectacular streaking of light that's coming radially in a direction from the constellation Gemini.
And what parts of the country will be able to see it better than some others?
So the key to knowing what is going to have the best view is to know where the constellation Gemini is. So for the most of continental U.S., it's very similar because we're all at a similar latitude. After about 9 o'clock, it should get good. 9 p.m. local time. And it should peak around 2 a.m. The unfortunate part is that the moon, which is a third quarter moon, is rising after midnight. And while we love the moon as astronomers, it's a bit of a pain when you want to see things streaking across your sky.
And for those of you who've seen a lot of meteor showers, what's going to make this one distinctive?
A lot of meteor showers, the majority of meteor showers, their origin is because where the Earth is actually passing through a debris trail and crossing the orbit of a comet. In the case of the Geminids, we're not actually passing a comet. We're passing what we think is an asteroid. It's called 3200 Phaethon. This is a particularly brighter meteor shower. So also there's a bit more of them in this meteor shower. So you can hope to walk outside and see maybe 1 to 2 a minute.
And you know, I have to ask this time of year, is there any chance that the meteor shower will hit Santa Claus's sleigh?
There's always a chance. And as I tell my nephews and my niece, watch out, Santa. The Geminids are coming your way.
Jackie Faraday is an astronomer at both the Carnegie Institution for Science and the American Museum of Natural History. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Jackie Faraday had what we sometimes call interviewee's remorse after our talk, and worried listeners might think a meteor shower could turn Santa's sleigh into a fireball. Super wrong. That's a quote, Dr. Faraday wrote us. Meteor pieces usually burn up 50 miles above the Earth, where reindeer don't fly, unless they're on the International Space Station. Santa flies much lower and is therefore, quote, 100% safe from any impacts. Double safe, Dr. Faraday adds. By December 25th, the Earth will have moved far from the path of the Geminids. Ho, ho, ho.